It's the StoryCorps podcast. I'm Michael Garofalo, one of the producers at StoryCorps. Later today, the NASCAR Hall of Fame will induct an African-American driver for the first time. His name is Wendell Scott, and he drove during the Jim Crow era. He was the first African-American to win a race at NASCAR's elite major league level. Scott's racing team was his family. They'd traveled to races together from their home in Virginia, and his sons worked as his pit crew. Wendell Scott died in 1990, but his son Frank and grandson Warwick recently sat down for StoryCorps to remember him.
He started racing in 1952, and, you know, it was like Picasso, like a great artist doing his work. And he was in that car, and he was doing his work. And as children, we didn't have that leisure time. You know, we couldn't go to the playground. He said to us, "I need you at the garage." I can remember him getting injured, and he'd just take axle grease and put it in the cut and keep working. But he wasn't allowed to race at certain speedways. He had death threats not to come to Atlanta. And they had to say, "Look, if I leave in a pine box, that's what I got to do, but I'm going to race." I can remember him racing in Jacksonville, and he beat them all. But they wouldn't drop the checkered flag. And then when they did drop the checkered flag, they had my father in third place. One of the main reasons that they gave was there was a white beauty queen, and they always kissed the driver.
Did he ever consider not racing anymore?
Never. That was one of my daddy's saying. When it's too tough, everybody else is just right for me. Like, I can remember one time when we were racing Atlanta 500, and he was sick. He needed an operation. And I said, "Daddy, we don't have to race today." He whispered to me and said, "Lift my legs up and put me in the car." So I took my arms and put behind his legs, and I kind of act like I was hugging him and helping him in the car. He drove 500 miles that day.
How did his racing career officially end?
Well, finances. You know, he couldn't get the support where other drivers that we were competing against had major sponsorship, providing them engineers, as many cars as they needed. He did everything that he did out of his own pocket. He always felt like someday he's going to get his big break. But for 20 years, nobody mentioned Wendell Scott. At one point, it was like he never existed. But he didn't let it drive him crazy. I think that's what made him so great. He chose to be a race car driver, and he was going to race until he couldn't race no more.
That's Frank Scott, remembering his father, Wendell Scott, who later today will become the first African-American inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Frank spoke with his own son, Warwick, in Danville, Virginia. And I'm here speaking with John White and Judd Esty Kendall, the producers of this piece. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Michael.
So you guys are going to tell us a bit more about Wendell Scott. I know he was a great mechanic and he had his own garage, but how did he get started racing?
When the garage closed at night, he was running moonshine. And in order to run moonshine, you had to have a car that could outrun the law. You know, from there, a local track promoter in Danville was looking to boost attendance at one of the local tracks and was looking for a black driver. And so he went to the local police station and asked, you know, who had the most speeding tickets. And at the time, Wendell Scott was a taxi driver and had had 13 speeding violations. And so they pointed to Wendell Scott, and that's how his career started.
He would go to a junkyard and combine cars, put cars together, take pieces from here and there, and make something that could compete. Warwick, Wendell Scott's grandson, who was the interviewer in our story, he used to be the person who mowed the lawn. And when his grandfather was basically had come home from the hospital to die, Warwick told him he couldn't mow the lawn because the lawnmower wasn't working. And so Wendell Scott said, "Bring me my tools." And he basically fixed the lawnmower on his deathbed.
It sounds like he was just larger than life.
Yes. Frank, his son, described him as being mesomorphic.
What does that mean?
Having no fat on his body at all.
And he could ride a 10-speed bicycle backwards. He would roller skate down hills on one skate.
Wait, what?
It's been documented that he did these things.
So he was just this incredibly talented individual.
Yeah, definitely.
So where should people look if they want to find out more about Wendell Scott?
There's a film in 1977 called Grease Lightning, and Wendell Scott was played by Richard Pryor.
And Wendell's grandson, Warwick, started a foundation in his grandfather's honor, and they do a lot of mentoring with young people.
And what is it called?
It's called the Wendell Scott Foundation.
And we have a link to that on our website.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
That was Judd Esty Kendall and John White, the producers of this week's story. For pictures of Wendell Scott, his family, and his cars, as well as hundreds of other stories, head over to our website, storycorps.org. I'm Michael Garofalo, and this has been the StoryCorps Podcast. Thanks for listening.